You're listening to the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast, where we talk all about how you can build your child's resilience, self-esteem, and happiness. I'm your host, Laura Earnshaw, the founder of My Happy Mind, and I am totally dedicated to helping you become the best parent or carer that you can be. We're proudly impacting over 500,000 children now in our programs in schools, nurseries, and homes. And today, I'm going to be sharing some of those tips with you. Let's dive in. Hey guys, Laura here, back with another little bit of happy for you. And in today's session, I am going to encourage you to really focus on having a conversation about gratitude with your children, but to do more than that as well. So you guys have heard me speak about the importance and the power of gratitude so many times. But in essence, the reason gratitude is so important is that when we give gratitude or we receive it, we get the happy hormone dopamine released in our brain. This makes us feel really good in the moment, and it's also scientifically proven to have long-term effects if we can get into the habit of feeling and expressing gratitude. It's why I teach it in my schools program, it's why I teach it in my nursery program, and it's why I teach it in my families program. Because actually, it's one thing to talk about gratitude and maybe having a gratitude diary or saying it's important or liking a quote on Instagram, but it's another thing to make it a habit in your family. So what I want to do today is give you a little taster of how amazing it feels when you manage to have a conversation around gratitude and when you actually get your children to express it. So to make this really simple for you, I'm just going to ask you to get your children, and it's great if you can do this activity too, to think about one person that they're grateful for. Now, it could be a friend, it could be a teacher, it could be you. Anybody that comes to their mind. This isn't about us telling our kids who to be grateful for. It's about them thinking about it and then taking action. So I want you to really encourage them to think about who they feel grateful for. Now, when they've done this and they've come up with a name, I want you to encourage them to think about a way that they can tell them that they're grateful. Maybe it's writing them a letter. Maybe it's drawing them a picture. Maybe it's just giving them a phone call and telling them that they feel grateful for them. What happens both for our children and for the recipients when we do this is that it gives us a happiness boost. It feels really, really good. They will enjoy doing it, and the person that receives the gratitude will really enjoy receiving it. Now, the more times we can get our children to do this, whether it's once a week that you build it in as a ritual, or once a month, or maybe even once a day, the better. Because the more we feel those happy hormones, the more our brain remembers them and says, that felt pretty good. I want to do that again. So I really encourage you to get into this activity. I would love to know who your children are grateful for and who they share their gratitude with. So let me know in the comments, and I'll be back tomorrow with more goodness. Take care. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of the My Happy Mind Conversations podcast. If you liked what you heard, please leave a review and a comment below, and I'll be back next week with more science-backed secrets to building happy and resilient children. Don't forget, you can come and follow me at My Happy Mind on Facebook and Instagram. Take care.